Standing in a baseball diamond off Cantrell Road, Peggy McCall points to the smooth surface of soft tiles, which are made from recycled tires.
You can see that the bases are painted on, and the lines, there's no dirt or grass, which would be tripping hazards, or wheelchairs and walkers wouldn't work on that so well. And so what I call gear, it makes it easy and safe for all the kids to play and not get hurt. And then if they do fall, nothing's going to break or get injured.
McCall is the founder and director of the Miracle League, which allows children and adults with disabilities to play baseball.
If you have a diagnosis, you get to play. So our spectrum is broad. From many kids that you see out here, you wouldn't know that there's anything wrong with them, that they have a disability, but that's a lot of the autism, Asperger spectrum kids. And we have kids that are blind, totally blind, and will never see play baseball.
Thanks to the use of balls that beep. McCall says the hand-laid field cost about $500,000 to build and was a gift to the city thanks to a local Rotary chapter and other donations. It opened in 2006 and is quiet right now since it's too hot to play ball, but a new season begins September 7th. McCall says she typically has about 200 kids each Saturday, many in wheelchairs, racing around the bases.
They go real fast. And we encourage that because the kids love to go fast.
She also has other leagues, some allowing adults with disabilities to play. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola says among the city's 59 parks, a growing number are accessible for children with physical challenges. Inclusive designs have been evolving over the last several decades. Little Rock recently dismantled one specially designed playground in Murray Park that was about 30 years old and Stodola says was falling apart. But he says they're making plans to replace it.
We met with a variety of the organizations in town on what's called a Firefly Field. It's a national model. And our park designers are working with them as well as some of our own design issues to build a new disability or barrier-free park in that general area. We haven't quite decided whether we're going to rebuild it in the same location or whether we're going to move it down the road just a little bit.
More accessible areas will be coming in the years ahead. The requirements that went into effect last year mandate that new public play areas include wheelchair-friendly surfaces and equipment to help those with physical challenges move around. Next door to the ball field used by the Miracle League is a small park.
This surface is much more squishy. And feel that? Yeah.
Peggy McCall says it's an example of what's recommended today.
It's the elevations and the steps, and so those are really easy to deal with, you know. But it does take special surface. I know that engineered fiber, which is wood chips, is allowed, and that truly doesn't really work with kids, especially in a power chair, because the power chairs are so heavy they bury down in that and they get stuck. So when people build playgrounds, they really need to pay attention to the surface.
The park also features specially designed swings with extra back support that kids can't fall out of. It also includes a swing kids can use while sitting in a wheelchair.
This tailgate drops down and the chair just rolls up here. This drops down and they drive up, lock their chair down and put this tailgate up, and then you can swing. So many of our kids, they use swinging in therapy a lot for core strength development.
You can see a slideshow of photos of the Miracle League ball field and the park beside it on our website. Also, NPR and KUAR are releasing an interactive map with accessible playgrounds nationwide. It's a community-edited guide, and you can help by adding accessible playgrounds in Arkansas to the map that are not already listed. To view the map, go to KUAR.org. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.